AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tensions are rising in Minneapolis.
Minnesota authorities had expected to work with the FBI on the shooting investigation into the death of a woman shot by an ICE agent in Minneapolis. Now the state's Bureau of Criminal Apprehension has changed course and is barring Minnesota investigators access to evidence and witnesses, leading Minnesota investigators to say that they had to reluctantly withdraw. When asked about the change, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem refocused the blame on Minnesota.
Minnesota's a train wreck.
And that.
And they let criminals and illegals and people abuse programs and steal the money, and now they're allowing violence to go forward on the streets as well.
Saying
they have not been cut out. They don't have any jurisdiction in this investigation.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
People in positions of power have already passed judgment.
And says
that's very, very difficult to think that they were going to be fair.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Sources tell the AP President Trump's advisors met at the White House with Denmark and Greenland envoys as the president reignites takeover talk. The head of Venezuela's National Assembly says a significant number of citizens and foreigners will be released from prisons as a gesture to seek peace. The announcement by Jorge Rodriguez comes less than a week after former President Nicolas Maduro was captured by U.S. forces to face federal drug trafficking charges in New York. The House refused to override President Trump's veto of two low-profile bills as Republicans stuck with the president despite their prior support for the measures. Congress can override a veto with support from two-thirds of the members of the House and the Senate. The Congressional Budget Office released new economic projections expecting the Federal Reserve to cut short-term rates in 2026. The federal funds rate is projected to settle at 3.4% by the end of President Trump's term in 2028. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Israel's military killed an 11-year-old girl in Gaza
after she was shot by Israeli military gunfire. The killing by Israeli forces occurred nearly 3 months after a ceasefire took effect. Hamza Husu died on Thursday after Israeli shells and shrapnel hit her home in Jabalia, where her family returned a day after the ceasefire. Gaza's health ministry says Israel's military has killed at least 424 people since the ceasefire took effect on October the 10th, 2025. Husu's uncle said Israeli gunfire has been a daily occurrence in the family's neighborhood, even though their home lies west of the line that is under Israeli military control. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia has strongly condemned the U.S. seizure of an oil tanker, a new chill in relations between Moscow and Washington that could spread to other areas and affect President Trump's efforts to persuade Russia to end the four-year-long war in Ukraine. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's Durafighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Durafighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.